The development of our understanding, the reacquisition of our true self, cannot happen while the state utterly commands our minds. There needs to be a space that opens up between our power of reflection and the state's demands on us, the job, the family, the survival pressures, the compulsion of necessity, in which it can grow our understanding. And there needs to be an impetus, a motive, a soul calling, a challenge issued that stimulates an original longing for freedom, to be what we are. Of course, getting EMF blasted by the fascist state is very clarifying as well. Let's hope this is not an impact needed for most to choose to separate to the truth. That Jesus's and Paul's words of truth have not yet borne their freedom fruit is proof of the active intervention of rule, power, the Plato's tribesmen. They co-opt the language, the words, and then jump on each new generation to con it with their skewed definitions. This pertains to our ongoing discussion of the lessons we've gleaned from the Occupy dismantlement. We discussed last week that power controls us with fear and isolation, our not having access to accurate information. These are the basic first lessons of our Occupy experience. And that Paul's teachings comprise political guidance that speaks directly to them, these lessons, because it's guidance for uniting us, glue for binding us, and the armor of truth to face falseness, because he has invented the only effective method and strategy for ending global power, reclaiming our bodies both individually and collectively. That is, those who have separated, working together to end the global class system. And in this method, he's very intentionally addressing those to whom God was not spoken of, those that have not heard. Quote, because of the grace that's given to me of God, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, and that word Gentiles simply means non-Jews. And he speaks of the Jews as a people, a nation. This is not about religion. He's announcing his intention to speak with the peoples of the world about the mysteries of the infinite. Continuing, because of the grace that's given to me of God, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. But as it is written, to whom he was not spoken of, they shall see, and they that have not heard shall understand. That is to say, his message, Paul's intention, method, and teachings are global. And he's very conscious of the incursions against them, which are constant, against the teachings and against we who separate to love by the state. We skipped past this correspondence between our choosing the way of love and the response of hate, but we named it when we first began to read Proudhon on the advice of Kropotkin. Quote from our May 15, 2016 show, the audio excerpt, General Social Liquidation. Quote, it was from Kropotkin that we first learned of Proudhon's system decommissioning strategy, which sounds very like St. Luke 20:25, which we'll get to next week. Render therefore unto Caesar the things which be Caesar's, and unto God the things which be God's. Proudhon favored an approach he called mutualisme. Quoting Kropotkin, under such a system, all the exchanges of services would be strictly equivalent. Besides, such a bank, this mutualisme, would be enabled to lend money without interest, levying only something like 1% or even less for covering the cost of administration. Everyone being thus enabled to borrow the money that would be required to buy a house, no one would agree to pay any more a yearly rent for the use of it. A general social liquidation would thus be rendered easy, without expropriation. The same applies to mines, railway factories, and so on, unquote. The way of love means helping each other globally, and it's global means that enable direct aid mutually, with no need for leaders as intermediaries. Together we develop each other's leadership. Freedom allows this. This is part of the mutual aid we give, teaching by example, demonstrating true power by the results of love it delivers, authentically expressed love come to be in the world, and that it's doing so that secures freedom both individually and collectively. It's clear then that the way of love has direct political, practical implications for conduct that the state continuously gets in the way of. Separating to love puts us in direct confrontation with the state.